16 artists have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland. They are Mary J. Blige, Kate Bush, Devo, Foo Fighters, The Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Jay-Z, Chaka Khan, Carole King, Fela Kuti, LL Cool J, New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, and Dionne Warwick. Rock Hall President and CEO Greg Harris says it's a diverse group.
Remarkable gender parity, which is something that has been brought up from time to time. So really thrilled to see all these fine artists nominated. This really encompasses the breadth of rock and roll. It's a big tent. So many types of music and so many artists fit under it. And it underscores that it's about attitude and grit and power. It's not simply four artists with long hair and guitars.
Seven of this year's nominees are on the ballot for the first time. If elected, Carole King and Tina Turner would become the second and third female artists inducted twice, following Stevie Nicks' 2019 induction. If Foo Fighters gets in, Dave Grohl would also become a two-time inductee, as he went in with Nirvana in 2014. Harris says a panel of more than 1,000 voters, mostly Rock Hall inductees, will now narrow down the list.
So Smokey Robinson votes, the members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers vote, Bonnie Raitt votes, as well as some industry professionals, some university-based historians that are music historians. And all of those ballots come back and they're counted, and the top vote-getters are then elected to the hall. Historically, it's between 5 and 7. And the reason for that is sometimes there will be a three-way tie for fourth or fifth, or there will be a log jam. There is a little bit of flexibility there. And it's the top vote getters is the best way to describe it.
Fans can also vote at rockhall.com, and that becomes one composite ballot added to the others. The class of 2021 will be announced in May. The Rock Hall lost one of its members this week with the passing of Mary Wilson. The co-founder of the Supremes was inducted in 1988 with her bandmates Diana Ross and Florence Ballard. Harris remembered Wilson as a warm and wonderful person.
If we were doing an event or something special tied to Motown, she was here in an instant, and she was just very giving and very loving, amazing vocalist, usually background, sometimes lead, and just really personified grace and elegance and just the whole esprit of Motown. There's something magical about the way that they created this unifying sound, unifying image. And they were the voice of young America and also a wonderful voice of change in our country.
In the fall of 2014, before a show with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, Wilson visited the Fort Hays campus. She performed a few songs and told students that hopes and dreams are possible with hard work and the right attitude.
Loving what you do is so important. You just don't get up there on stage and make your dreams come true. It's something you got to work hard at. You got to have people to train you, people to give you the tools that you need in life. So the one thing I want you all to remember today is to dare to dream. I mean, some people can say, well, I'm fat, you know. Some people can say, well, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too whatever to make anything come true. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what it is, you got to have it in here. And it all starts with a thought that you can achieve something in life.
Wilson died Monday at the age of 76. As for this year's induction ceremony, scheduled for this fall in Cleveland, Harris said the plan is to have an event with live music and a live audience. The Rock Hall will hold off on ticket sales until July to assess the COVID-19 pandemic and plan accordingly. The museum reopened last month.